This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll be visiting with the Youth and Cooperative Education Specialist for GrowMark, Karen Jones. GrowMark is again offering an essay contest for high school FFA members in Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, and Wisconsin. Karen and I discuss the topic of the contest this year, how students can submit their essays, and how GrowMark supports Illinois youth in agriculture year-round.
Yes, this is actually the 24th year for the essay contest program. I haven't been working with it all those years, but have been for the last few years, and definitely grown and evolved over that time, but it's still a really great way for us to encourage FFA members to explore current issues in agriculture and practice those writing skills.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity, and I want to talk some details about it. Obviously, we want to focus on the students in Illinois. Obviously, there are other states that are eligible to apply. What is the essay contest about? And just kind of fill us in.
Well, this year's topic is, what value do cooperatives provide to today's farmers? And so our students that are turning in essays, they're asked to write about 500 words on that topic. They can sort of take that any direction they want. We leave it kind of open so that they can choose, to go really deep into it, or they can stay more broad. They can do personal interviews. They can research on the internet or other places. So we try to make it timely and relevant, but then allow them a lot of flexibility to look into it however they want to.
And I assume you encourage them to talk with members of the ag industry and branch out to other ag business people.
Correct. So we definitely do encourage them to seek out folks who are already, doing certain roles in agriculture. Of course, this year's topic of cooperatives, we'd love it if they reached out to their local FS or to another co-op that they may be a member of that serves agriculture. And we just want this to become a way that they learn something, not only, maybe in the classroom, but also from talking to people who are doing the work every day.
And this contest is exclusively for FFA members.
Yes. At this time, it's open to FFA members in good standing. So we do check to make sure that our winners have paid their dues before we award any prizes. But, yes, it's open to high school FFA members and one essay per chapter. So some teachers will assign the essay to a class, and everybody writes an essay for a grade or for extra credit. But each school is only allowed to turn in one essay.
Okay, and then I assume there are some awards available for those students if they would win.
Yes, so we present awards at the state convention every year in June down in Springfield, and the state winner, the student who writes the winning essay, receives a $500 award, and their chapter also receives a $300 award. So there's a little bit of a benefit back to the chapter as well for participation. And then we select four runners-up from each state, so four additional students will receive $125 each, and they get recognized on stage at convention.
So I guess we need to know some of the rules about submitting the essay and where they can go to find more information if there are students or advisors listening that are interested.
Well, all the advisors in the state should have been mailed a flyer back in September that has all the information about the contest, but if that's been misplaced, you can certainly go to growmark.com, to our website. There's all the information there, and we've also been posting it to our social media accounts, GrowMark on Facebook and FS on Facebook. Can find it all there, but it's an online submission process, which is new for us this year also. So if teachers are looking to submit essays, they don't have to worry about mailing it or postmarking it. It just has to be turned in online by midnight on the 31st of October.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds pretty simple to go online and find more information. Through the years of doing these essay contests and talking with FFA members and advisors, I'm sure you get a lot, you learn a lot of interesting stories and really probably are impressed with some of the essays or all of the essays that have been submitted.
We're always impressed with the quality of essays we get for the contest. There's a team of us here at GrowMark that do the actual evaluation and judging, and it's really neat to get together and kind of compare notes and see what stood out to each of us as we read through them. But we're always very impressed with the quality of essays we get and with the way students take our topics and really make them their own.
Well, I can imagine some great essays have been submitted, and always fun to talk with students and their advisors. Now, besides the essay contest, I know there's a couple other programs that GrowMark likes to work with the youth throughout the state. Even though they're not happening right now, maybe you could share with us what those are.
Well, we're a big supporter of agriculture organizations, and especially 4-H and FFA and Farm Bureau Young Leaders, those programs that definitely train tomorrow's ag leaders, our future employees, our future customers, co-op members. So we support a lot of different things throughout the year. One of the bigger things that we've been doing for 4-H this last year was the start of a pollinator garden program where 4-H clubs can sign up to receive seed that's attractive to pollinator species like honeybees and allow them to plant a garden in a public place. We'll be continuing that program next year, signing up after the first of the year. And we actually just wrapped up our second year of an FFA crop scouting program called Weed Warriors, where we teach students how to scout specifically for Palmer amaranth, which is a very invasive weed species, but also just the basics of crop scouting and help them, you know, see that as a potential career, or at least to help them learn more about weed science in preparation for some of their FFA contests and different things. So definitely always looking for ways to partner with those organizations and help grow the future ag leaders in our state and in the Midwest.
Well, sounds like some really great programs that you have to offer. And I do know from experience being in college not that long ago, GrowMark also offers some internships as well.
That's correct. We do offer a very competitive internship program. We select students from quite a few different colleges and universities across the U.S. and even in Ontario, Canada, and they go through a 12-week experience where they're paired with either here in our home office in Bloomington or our member cooperatives throughout the Midwest, and they get to do different projects that are tailored to their own interests. And it's a really great great program. I went through it myself more years ago than I'd like to admit, and definitely feel like it opened some doors to the system and helped me learn a lot about what eventually became my future career.
Well, Karen, it's been great visiting with you and learning about the programs GrowMark has to offer for the youth in Illinois. Is there anything that we haven't mentioned, or if you want, just remind us again the deadline for the essay contest?
The essay contest deadline is midnight on October 31st, so you've got a couple more weeks to get those essays polished up and turned in. And for more information on those or for any of our other programs, you can visit growmark.com or check us out on Facebook. And we do have a Twitter account, too, but more news is posted to Facebook.
Karen Jones, Youth and Cooperative Education Specialist for GrowMark. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.